The True Tale of the World's Most Unluckiest Man. That's our Friday the 13th story on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Back to programming in a minute, but first, listen to this. Since the New York Mint is releasing to the public classic U.S. gold coins, there's a number you can call for free historical information and a free DVD. But first, it says that during the Great Depression, people were clamoring for gold coins because no one wanted to face economic turbulence without the security of gold. The government finally took them out of circulation, and a government meltdown was ordered. That's why most of us have never even seen a classic U.S. gold coin. But recently, a stash was discovered in Europe. Gleaming U.S. gold coins minted between 1866 and 1933, all uncirculated. It says the New York Mint is releasing them to the public on a first-come, first-served basis when you call, here it is, 1-800-905-6928. Wouldn't that be amazing to hold U.S. history? Okay, if you want that free historical information and the free collector's DVD, the number to call is 1-800-905-6928. 1-800-905-6928.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, April 13th. It's the 104th day of the year. Soul singer Al Green celebrates a birthday, and this is the second of three Friday the 13ths of 2012. There's no evidence that today is unluckier than any other day, but there do seem to be some people who are especially prone to misfortune. Take the case of Roy Sullivan, a park ranger from Virginia who was struck by lightning 7 times. The odds of being zapped once are about 1 in 3,000. Roy hit the jackpot with odds we can't even verbalize. It's a figure with 24 zeros. The good news? He survived each lightning strike, and none of them occurred on Friday the 13th. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. If you have a question for the Old Farmer, ask it online at almanac.com.